push.
One moment in 2006 changed Kerris Edwards' life for good. Her mum Tracy was driving when they were hit by a vehicle travelling at 70 miles per hour in a 30 zone. Kerris, then aged one, was left brain damaged and paralysed. The driver of the other car was given a 21-month jail term, just below the maximum, but served only 6 months. A new law would see those committing similar offences imprisoned for up to 5 years.
I think the sentences will make people think twice, but I do believe that if they make examples and give maximum sentences, that that's when it will make a difference.
Under current legislation, the courts are limited in their sentencing powers. Those found guilty of dangerous driving face a prison sentence of up to 2 years, while at the other end of the scale, death by dangerous driving can result in a maximum of 14 years in jail. The idea of the new offence is to plug the gap. Cases of causing serious injury by dangerous driving, which are dealt with in a magistrate's court, will have a maximum penalty of 6 months in prison, a £5,000 fine, or both. While in the Crown Court, offenders will face a jail term of up to 5 years, an unlimited fine, or both punishments. The road safety charity Brake has been calling for a change in the law.
This increase to 5 years is a really good step in the right direction and is a better move towards getting justice that those victims need. It also hopefully will act as a bit more of a deterrent to say to dangerous drivers, your behaviour is unacceptable and we are going to punish you accordingly.
Kerris is nearly six now and has made remarkable progress. But she is still fed by a tube and needs a ventilator to breathe.
Good girl, we can hear it. Put you back on the ventilator. Good girl.
A longer sentence wouldn't have changed that, but for Tracy, there would at least have been the sense that justice had been done. Emma Birchley, Sky News.